A lot of people are looking for ways to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, and a local advocacy group has introduced an innovative way to engage children and their families in literacy. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Dr. Benjamin Edmondson and Jason Gold, founders of Gen Advocacy Group. How you guys doing?
Doing well, considering, Lisa. Thank you.
So you've decided to take this time and turn it into something positive. So you've created a reading series that you're doing online?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And something else is, the pandemic impacts all of us. So, you know, our passion has been children and families. And when that's kind of taken away, when all the schools are closed, you feel like your passion is it's kind of like under siege. So Jason and I had to find ways of still, you know, honing into what we love to do, which is advocate for kids, advocate for families. And we just found what an easy way. We haven't seen anybody else do anything like this until after we've done it, honestly. But, getting into homes and reading and involving our own children has been wonderful. I watched Jason's videos. He watched my videos of reading. And we're really tapping into our passion, our expertise, and our creative vision. We both say that we're creators. We mean it.
And that's Ben Edmondson, who you may recall is the former superintendent of Ypsilanti Community Schools. So you guys are just, I've seen you, Dr. Edmondson, online on Facebook, and you're just reading? Is that what this is all about?
With me, I read, but I also put vocabulary words. Jason kind of focuses on the elementary age kids. I do, but I'm doing really the middle school and high school because they really don't get an opportunity to have someone read to them. So first I put words that they're going to encounter in the reading, hoping that their parents or themselves, that they actually figure them out or define them. And then I just ask comprehensive questions, usually by engaging my own children. So I engage my son separately in the reading, and then I ask them questions.
So I have four kids who are in that elementary age range. So I'm taking books out of our collection and reading as if I'm reading to my own children. But technology, the great thing about technology, it has allowed us to stay connected to the children and the families and the spaces that we are so passionate about supporting. I'm taking books such as Muhammad Ali or Grace for President or Officer Buckle and Gloria and taking those books and bringing them into real life so that kids can hear a different voice than what they've typically heard to bring these stories in their rooms, in their faces, in their homes. To life form.
What kind of feedback have you received? Are you getting input that people are actually watching this and using it?
Oh, absolutely. I've gotten some actually from people from my hometown in New Jersey that are watching some of the things that I'm doing. My neighbor just said that her son's teacher, he's in the first grade in Plymouth Canton Schools, sent him a link of a short story. The link wouldn't open. So she said they went on our Facebook page and saw what we were reading, which was the same book, and her kids could engage in the reading. It was just, those are the things that are very impactful to, both of us. They're impactful when you get people who tell their stories of how what you're doing is making an impact.
I got to give a shout out to your son, Pierce, too, Dr. Ed. How old is he?
Pierce is 16 now.
16, and right? He's going on Facebook with his dad, where some 16-year-olds don't even want to be seen in public with their dad, and he's learning these lessons with you. So please pat him on the back for all of us for being part of this.
I appreciate what we're doing, too. Jason and Bob's his sons, too. And, you know, as African-American men, we're doing something that's impactful to all people, but also modeling things for other families that look like us as well. It's not just for us, but that look like us that don't get an opportunity to see men read often. So we're killing two birds with one stone, you know, hitting society and then hitting subculture. So I think that's great, too.
And if people want to see your lessons, where can they find them?
They can go on our YouTube page, Gen Advocacy Group, or they can go to our personal Facebook pages, Jason Gold on Facebook or Benjamin Edmondson on Facebook, or our website, GEM, advocacygroup.org, gemadvocacygroup.org.
And for those of us who are having trouble sleeping, have you thought about any bedtime stories?
I have a blog that I'm considering putting out there for the adults. You know, there are adult topics. I'm not reading books, but it's just something that I'd like to do. But before I do anything, I always consult Jason to make sure it aligns with our vision and our mission, what we're trying to do. We're always creators, and Jason and I encourage each other to keep creating so that we can impact the lives of children and families.
Something positive for all of us in these troubling times. Dr. Benjamin Edmondson, Jason Gold of DEM Advocacy Group, thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.